Okay, we continue on the second half of the introductory page of Al Ashur. We saw yesterday the concept based on the pasuk in the bracha, Parshas Vayechi, Yosef Atzadik, that there's some kind of a wall. There's a wall that somebody can be looking at from the outside, and Rav Olba tells us that a person who's not Mishamash Tamid HaChamim can even study a lot of Torah, can be a Lamdan, an Askan, can be many things, but still be standing on the outside. The inside is to change oneself. He said anybody can make a human being, but to make a changed human being. So here we continue right in the middle there. Mahu ze lios nepach l'ish acher. What does it mean to be changed to a different person? B'misha zochel nevuah kosev ha-Rambam ki ba'esha tenuach alav ha-ruach tis'arev nafsho b'malas ha-malachim. He's quoting here from the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Somebody who merits nevuah, prophecy. The Rambam writes that at the moment when the spirit rests upon him, his soul mixes in or becomes mixed with the level of angels, malachim, hanikroim ishim, who are called ishim. Derech Agav, there are places where even in Mishlei, Elechem, Alechem Ishim Ekra, there's something in Ben Adam. The Chazal Darsh and Ishim means Malach. There are a number of places where Ish, that's why Vayim Tzaehu Ish, and right, there are places in Chumash where Yosef is found by a man, Yaakov Avinu struggles with an Ish. Ish can mean a Malach, it's an illusion, but then that's an aside. He changes to a different person. And he understands in his das that he's not the way he was. But rather he's gotten elevated among the level of other people. Even the wise. In the story of Shaul becoming a Navi, you see this in the most vivid presentation. Hashem tells him in advance, you'll have Nevuah and you'll change to a different person. And afterwards, he was a different person, recognizably so to others. People said, Hagam Shol Banavim. So he gives us one image, a person changing to becoming a Navi.
Yeah? Physically?
I think it's manifest physically. It doesn't mean his physical features change, but the aura about him. His whole mode of comporting himself, everything changes. It was recognizable on the Navi. Now, look at the next thing. It's from the ways of Tshuva. This is the Rambam, the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, summarizing presenting teachings of Chazal. From the ways of Tshuva, Hulios Mishana Shmo, to change his name, Koloma Ani Acher. I'm someone else. I'm not the same person who did those things. He changes all of his actions, all of them to good and to the straight path. Person doing tshuva changes. He's fundamentally different. And now a third. So now he's about to quote Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. And here he's referring to somebody who listens to Musar, that comes from Chachamim and people who give Tochacha, and he really attunes his ear and submits himself, and he accepts the words of the Tochacha. Kosev Rabbeinu Yonah Lava Shalom. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following: Hine Ish Ze, this person, Berega Katan, in a short moment, Yotza me'afel l'or gadol, has left darkness to great light. Ki eis asher yazin biyaskis, the moment when he will listen and really pay attention, levavo yovin, and his heart will understand, v'shov v'yikabel v'yom shamo, and he'll do tshuva and accept on the day that he hears the divrei hamochichim, the words of those giving rebuke, v'yikayim olav liyosa osa k'chol asher yorehu, tov se ha-Torah, and he accepts upon himself to do all that they will teach him, those who bear the Torah, the transmitters of Torah. Tofus really means they hold it, means the great Chachamim. In from that day and on, so etc. He quotes now, also biyado ha-tshuva v'nepach l'ish acher. Tshuva has worked for him. It's It's come to him, he's gotten it, and he turns into a different person. Nepach ish acher. That's Shar Tshuva, the second Shar. The first Shar, he goes through 20 steps of Tshuva, and the second Shar, he zeroes into different things that affect Tshuvas, but one of them is listening to Tochacha, accepting Tochacha. Harei, thus, b'nevua, b'tshuvas Adam me'atzmo, u'bakabalas Tochachas achera. You have in three areas, prophecy, a person doing Tshuva on his own, and the person is accepting the words of rebuke from others, Tovsei HaTorah, the transmitters of Torah, the holders of Torah. Yeshna segula zush adam nepach la'acher. You find this special trait, segula is a hard word to translate, but it's something special that he has turned into something else. Ichu b'mehu nepach. How and by what does he change? What does that mean, he turned into something else? Do his faculties and his characteristics change? To such a degree that Reuven became Shimon. In one of Eric Kaplan's books, he goes through like, who's you? Who's the real you? You know, if I didn't have the same arm, if I didn't have the same face. So did Reuven become Shimon? This definitely can't be. Ella, rather, gam ha'ish acher ha'yetzofun ba'osa adam atzmo. That quote-unquote other person was really hidden within the person himself. Rakshe lo yada mimeno, he just didn't know it. It's very interesting that he says this with regard to rebuke and tshuva and even nevuah. You might think that nevuah, which is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really does fundamentally change. Even nevuah is really, it was a koach that was within the person that simply was unleashed. It was within him, just he didn't know about it. Adam doma l'binyan gadol. Man is like a great building, Baal Komos Rabos, with many floors. V'chol koma yeshlan yosas segulos me'asher bezusha tachteh. And on each floor, there are greater capabilities than those that are beneath it. It's not the mushal of the building sort of breaks down there. It means each higher floor is something higher, is greater. V'hu Ha'anishalo, he, the sense of self, Hayadara Adko Bakoma Sakarka. He was living on the ground floor. It was this great building. But he spent his life living on the ground floor. V'ulei Bamartef, maybe he was in the basement. Maybe he was somewhere down in the laundry room. So he writes, we'll talk more about this within the Sefer. But that's a mashal to keep in mind, that a person is a great building and he can spend his whole life living on the first floor. Pinkus has a beautiful mushal and tefillah, like a stick shift car. A person can spend his whole life in the first gear.
Yeah.
Thinks he's really doing great. He's going 5 miles an hour. So a person could spend his life living on the first floor of his great building. V'hine ayidei gilui mimarim kanavua, o ayidei tshuva, o ayidei kabbalas tachocha, yachal adam zelagalus bekirba, omek v'rom chodosh. By way of a revelation from above, from the Vua, which, by the way, they prepared for. And the Vua didn't just, contrary to what you see with Shmuel HaNavi, generally speaking, had to train and prepare themselves for the Vua, which is the whole idea of the B'nai HaNaviim you see throughout Sefer Malachim. But either from a revelation from above, or tshuva, or accepting the tochacha, the constructive rebuke of great people, a person can reveal from within himself a depth and a height. Omek v'rom. Chodesh knew shelo yoda mehem ad heina, that he didn't know from them, he was unaware of them thus far. Me'ata niyu hamamakim v'haromus makum dirasa v'ruchnius, and henceforth, from now, those depths and those heights can be his spiritual dwelling place. He's now living at a new level. Uroa lefan of Torah amuka b'ligvul, he sees before him a Torah of depth without limit. Olam Amok Venifla, a world that is deep and incredible, who wrote Sameata Lichios Eschayev Amkus Veramamus. And now he wants to live his life with depth and loftiness. Oz Nepach Ish Acher. Then he becomes a different person. Ugila Meimar Chodosh Bekirbo. He revealed like a new realm, a new dimension within himself. Vitoroso Pnimius Atzmo Boyen Ka'achas Mito Betoch Meimadze. and his Torah and the pnimius of himself come at once in this dimension. He sees new things in Torah, new things in himself. Ka'amur, as we said, Yachal Adam Lias Lamdan, a person could be learned, he's sharp in learning. Machmir b'mitzvos, strict about mitzvos. Askan v'kanoi, person who works hard for the community, let's say, or a zealot. Valkulam hu yachal lias ish pashut. And notwithstanding all of them, he could be a simple person. V'odenu v'chutz omeid. And he's still standing on the outside. Hushines hashkafosav. He changed the way he looks at things. Misnaig acheres. He conducts himself differently. Motzei tam v'sipuk b'chayitar. He does find meaning, let's say, and satisfaction in the life of Torah, which are not small accomplishments. Aval el atzma lo higiyu hadvarim, but he didn't really penetrate himself. He has new practices, a new way of looking at things, and maybe new discipline, but he hasn't really changed himself. He hasn't reached the self of the person. Unisher oso adam atzma shahayu lefnei shehiska lasak b'Torah. He remained the same person he was before he was Torah and Torah. The Ketza Nira Adam Torah, Kishu Nepach Lishacher. So, how does a person of Torah look when he's really changed to someone else? Bona iti yedidi hakare. Come with me, my dear reader. Nitzada al hachoma. Let's climb up. Let's step up on the wall. Listak el be yafio shel ben paras aleayin. To look at the beauty, the niceness of, as Yosef had described, this favorable son, who's favorable to the eye. Ben hachein asher chinu notui al ayin. This person of chein, that his favor or his appealing nature cast upon the eye haroa, so that sees him. Shehuhu adam ha-Torah ha-miti. That's a true person of Torah. This bonanana, let's contemplate, b'tkufos chaye v'avodosa ha-metu eres b'sefer zeh. So let's contemplate the different eras of his life and his avoda that are described in this sefer. He's going to work us through, like, what are the phases, what are the steps in getting to be this changed person of Torah. So now he gets, Rav Volba writes a little bit personally. Mechaber sefer zebi yoset tzar liyamim ruach tzara heviyasa l'tof mechitzas ha'adam ha'godol ba'anokim. The author of this sefer, when he was young, a wind brought him into the realm of a man who's great among giants. Admar ma'orei nenu mechaye mesim b'ma'amaro. Our great teacher, the light of our eyes, the one who with his teachings revived the dead. He means brought new life into them. Marin Rebruchim halevi zecha tzadach v'kadosh l'vroch l'chayim olam abo. That's Rebruchim Lefavitz, the great Mir Mashkiach, the yeshivas Mir HaKadosha, and the yeshiva of Mir. So he's going to describe for us what influence Rabbi Ruchim had and how he's going to try to present to us from the teachings of Rabbi Ruchim. And we'll come back to that in Tzashem tomorrow.